Is the mic still on?
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Is the mic still on? Podcast, Walking Dead Recap, Season 9, Episode 3, The final warning, probably not the final warning, but his final warning was this episode. I felt this one was a little bit better. I think the big things around this one was like, who was killing all these people? Mm-hmm. Like, who killed Justin?
Right.
And then, of course, A-Rock got snatched up, and then was there somebody else killed, or was it? I think it was just really about them trying to figure out who killed Justin.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Justin was the second one. Wasn't there one before him?
I don't know.
Wasn't there somebody taken before Justin?
I believe so. I can't remember because it was like a crew of them that they were trying to kill off.
Right.
Okay. Oh, but then again, remember the Savior? Oh yeah, the Savior. The groups that were supposedly bringing the ethanol.
Right.
Remember they vanished.
Oh, that's yeah. Right. Yeah, that's right. Right. That's right.
I guess they haven't said that if that was. These guys are
it
not.
It was to be assumed. Yeah, I thought so.
So
yeah, because they were the ones that came into that village and
right
and like killed like their close ones. Yeah, like that.
Did you guys think Daryl did it?
No, I didn't think it. I think it was Mike that thought it was.
No, just but when the episode started rolling though.
Oh no.
Mm-mm.
So after it started rolling,
you once the episode,
I never thought that because like I said, it was the way that guy,
the way his reaction,
Was.
But then that doesn't make any. Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I think he was gonna say the same thing.
Okay.
But it don't make no sense. It doesn't make sense for it to be that group either.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand why he would have reacted that way because I don't think he was that pleasant with them either. You know what I'm saying? So
especially if he was part of killing them.
Right.
Oceanside?
Yeah.
Talking about
Oceanside? Like, who in Oceanside would he have been that cool with?
Right.
Yeah, because I think the only one that was cool with Oceanside was Aaron's boyfriend. I can't think of his name.
The remember? One that died? He didn't go to Oceanside. Aaron went to Oceanside.
So it was Aaron. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Aaron and
so I got him mixed up. Okay.
Egan's her name? Enid.
Enid.
Aaron and Enid went there, then Enid killed the old lady.
Yeah. Right.
Aaron's
okay.
boyfriend was dead by that point.
Okay, okay. I got him mixed up. So Aaron was cool with him.
Yeah.
But that was it. So I don't know why.
And Tara.
Tara, yeah. Yeah. Is she dead?
No. No. Show her that much.
Where the hell is she?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Who? I mean, think about it. They had that one black guy out here. He also just disappeared.
Who?
The one who played in
Straight Outta Compton. Yeah, with the dread.
Oh, he's gonna come back. Oh, wait a minute.
You know, we haven't seen him.
It's been a year.
It's been a year.
I bet you he's with the helicopter people.
You think so?
I bet you money.
You think so?
Because he's not dead. Because they would have killed him.
Yeah.
And they would have made it clear that he was dead. And if the season's ending next year.
Next year, yeah.
They have to bring him back as some big reveal.
I don't think he's coming back.
He's coming back. Because his character was too big.
Was he?
It's kind
big,
of well in the comics, it was. It's kind of big. Yeah.
So he's not going to just vanish. Like if
they really never even use his character like that.
Yeah, they did. Yes. It was a big part. He was like a scout.
I don't remember. He was big in Alexandria. In the Alexandria one.
No, I don't think he's dead. Like, if you think about it, no semi-major character has ever just vanished.
Right.
They always come back at some point.
Yeah, because they did the same thing with Morgan.
Yep.
Like, Morgan just disappeared, and then we didn't know where he was.
Right. Then
But the way he disappeared was like, we knew he was leaving. We knew we weren't going to see him for a while. It was like, it was kind of presented in a way where we knew we're not going to be seeing him for a while. Other dude, I don't think they ever presented him that way. Well, I think he just like stopped showing him.
Well, they did the same thing with Daryl's brother.
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
Okay.
Yeah, they always do that. Mm. They didn't just make him like he vanished, but it always seemed like there was another story to it.
Because
if you remember that episode, it was like Tara was looking for him and he was there for a minute and then she went around the corner and Buddy was just gone, right? And he was like, wasn't he like fighting zombies or something?
Yeah.
But they never found his body. So I don't think they would just be like, oh well, you know.
He's gone. Whatever.
I bet you he's with the helicopter people. I bet you money.
Probably.
So does anybody understand this whole y'all maybe because y'all read the
comics.
It's not in the comics. Oh, okay. So does anybody understand this or did I miss something?
Nah, I saw Lost. It's some old Lost shit.
That's what I never like saw Lost. So
I
never watched Lost.
I mean, it's too late now. But
no, it ain't too late.
I think it's on Netflix.
What the hell?
I never got into that show.
I fucked up too.
I just saw it this summer. I thought it was amazing.
But I think in season two or three, I missed like two episodes and I was literally lost. I didn't get back on the train.
Wait.
You like that?
Wait.
Bars.
I don't know. Because when did this come out?
Which Lost or this?
Lost. When oh, it Lost?
Early, like early 2000-ish?
Yeah, I wasn't into that like around that time. Okay, well, for whatever
watch
reason.
It
yeah.
now.
Yeah, that's so is Lost Hulu. Like an actual, like, because I always thought that it was like a reality show or something.
No,
like
no, it's, it was, man. It's a it real not. TV series.
So it's a TV
yes.
series.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a really yeah. good, like, it's one of my favorite shows of
Me
all
too.
Time. Like,
it's amazing.
At least top
that's
10.
That's crazy.
It's a great show.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was a couple things I missed because I remember Ken and the crew up there used to always talk about these. Y'all, you remember y'all used to talk about TV shows all the time? Mm-hmm. And I want to say y'all used to talk about Lost and, what was that? What, 24 Hours or something 24. Like that?
24.
24 was slipping. One I never, man, I never watched 24.
Jack
I
just was
the biggest gangster yeah. dude
I
on ever. Television.
I never watched, I never you got into that stuff, man.
Yeah, you're fucking up, bro.
I never got, I just, you're I don't know, up. Man. I just never, I don't
I
know
I
want to
say
why
Lost is still on
that.
Netflix. I want to say
it's on
it
Hulu.
Is.
I know that because I watched it this past summer for the first time.
I want to say it's still on Netflix.
But just to kind of go back, okay, so with the helicopter stuff, so I'm not lost by like this whole AB thing.
Oh,
does
Alpha
anybody
beta.
So does anybody know so Alpha Beta?
That's what I think because when she pops Buddy in the forehead, the second she did it, I was like, and she said, "Oh, I could have sworn you were an A, right?" Is that what she said? Mm-hmm. No, she said I could have sworn you were a B.
She did say.
Yeah, B. She said I could have sworn you were a B, and I was like, "What does that mean?" And I'm thinking A B, and then I was thinking leader subordinate, and I was like, "Oh, Alpha Beta." So she thought that he was going to be like a subordinate nobody. Mm. But since he stood up and was just like, nah, we're not doing this, she was like, oh, you must be an A.
That was stupid.
Which was stupid?
Well, he said that. Why would you tell her that?
Because I think he thought that they had something.
That was stupid.
You know, I think he thought that they, yeah.
Still, though.
Yeah, I think he thought they were in a relationship.
Like, when he starts, head, with, so like,
know,
right
know, I know, he's gone, bro. He's lost.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know.
Yeah,
I thought we had something deeper.
No, I was
than
just
that.
Saying, right as he was saying that, like I knew she was gonna hit him or something.
I didn't think she was.
I knew it was. It, to me, it was too obvious.
I thought she saw that black dick and was just like, "I'm not losing this."
What's your theory on that? Like, why would she need a beta and not an alpha?
So
okay,
I only figured this out because if you watch the preview for the next
episode,
I don't know if y'all watched it, but there's a scene where. She has him tied up, and she's sicking that zombie on him. Mm-hmm. Same exact shit she did to Negan. Mm-hmm. And she says in the episode that she was doing it for supplies.
Mm-hmm.
I think this time she wants to get to wherever the helicopter people are because maybe it's safer there.
Okay.
But she needs an A because he's the guy on the phone says, or the walkie says, you need an A for us to take you. So now she realized that she has an A.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to sacrifice him to these helicopter folks to get to where they are.
So Naomi had a all right, go ahead.
Well, real quick, do you think they're just the reason why they want A's is that they're building up a community of strong leaders?
I don't know.
That's what I was.
Maybe.
I don't know. Possibly. That's Naomi's theory. She thinks that's how they're gonna get rid of
Rick.
Rick. That he's gonna sacrifice himself to go on the helicopter.
Oh,
and I think that'll be whack as fuck.
That would be whack.
But I think we discussed that before.
We did.
I think you mentioned it. It was an episode that I wasn't on.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. And I think you mentioned that, you know, you think the helicopter's going to play into this whole situation.
Mm-hmm. I think
But
all
I think that's
way.
How it could play into it, is that he sacrificed himself.
He can't
himself.
Go out like that.
I know,
he can't
man.
Go out that way, man.
He might sacrifice himself to the helicopter people, and then maybe he jacks them while they're in the air and he pulls a Travis or something. I don't know. But either way, he can't just leave.
I mean, to me, like, when I realized that this is like, we got two more episodes of Rick left. I just felt like this was wasted.
Is it two or one? Oh, no,
it's
not
two.
Two more. So
what episode was this? This was nine?
Three.
I mean, a three?
Yeah.
I thought they said he was going till nine.
I did, too.
Nah, they said two more.
Two more.
Who but said that?
They said last episode.
The promo, like, as they promoted
Watch the last two episodes.
Really?
So he's mid-season.
But that's not mid-season.
That's not even mid-season.
Oh,
mid-season.
Wow,
that's
what I'm saying.
Mid-season would be eight.
Wow, that's great.
Or eight.
Yeah. Because they do eight this year and then eight.
Well, yeah, they said the last two episodes. So tonight and then next
that's
week.
That's weird,
is
man.
So they're going a full, more than half a season left with no Rick?
With no Rick.
That's what
or maybe just them reacting to whatever happens to Rick.
I can't for a whole fucking damn near three quarters of a season. Yeah,
I don't know if you watch it.
Do y'all think they might Issa Reyes? Anybody thought about that?
No, I didn't.
Nah.
I didn't.
Like what saying, like Rick going to be gone, but he's not going to be gone?
He's going to come back,
Nah.
You don't think they're going to Issa Reyes?
Only because he asked off.
Or like
Glenn. Say that again?
Only because he asked to be off the show.
What you mean has to be off?
He asked.
No, asked.
I understand he asked to be off, but I mean, we really thought.
Yeah, you
so
might.
In this world, you wouldn't say easy. You would say more like a Glenn. You think they're gonna Glenn?
This
us.
Was way.
Remember,
too
we
much.
Thought Glenn was dead in that.
Yeah.
And then he was gone.
But
for
Glenn
like
actually died, so maybe Rick's gonna come back and then die later. That would
that's
make more sense.
They might. They might do a Glenn. They might.
This was too public. This was
you're right. They promoted,
but you know what? I think Rod's on to something too.
So was Lawrence, man. It was very.
I think
public.
Rod's on to something.
Yeah, but we didn't have an actor come forward and say.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did.
Lawrence said it.
Lawrence said he wasn't going to be on it.
No, but Lawrence didn't ask off the show though.
It don't matter. I think what they could be doing is drumming up shit to make people come back and watch because they've been losing viewership. I never even thought about that. So that's a good ass fucking point. You heard it here, folks.
Right.
First, Modest Media breaking the motherfucking code.
Right.
What a conspiracy.
That does make a lot of fucking sense. Because everybody knows, like, how the fuck are you going to continue the show without Rick?
Right.
Well, now we got to find
you're
out.
Right, man.
Which is why I think they were going one more season, right?
Say
I thought they only had one more season.
But they're going a season and a half without Rick.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Without Rick and Maggie.
Well, we don't know when Maggie
leaves. We don't
know
when Maggie leaves.
Okay.
We just know Maggie's after this season, but we don't know at what point.
So a full season without Rick and Maggie next year.
That's
No, I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm saying that at some point he may come back before the show ends.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I could see him coming back like on the final two episodes.
Or something like that. That's what I'm thinking.
But that's going to piss me the fuck off. If he just leaves and doesn't die... Like, if I don't see Rick die, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
I just think it's weird, though, like, for him to die these next two, like, potentially the next two episodes.
That's just whack. It makes no sense.
How did y'all feel when you didn't see it, but how did you guys feel when you saw that they were, like, the final two episodes of Rick Grimes?
Yeah.
Like, seeing it on the screen, it was like, oh, shit, damn.
They really about to do this, yeah.
But that's when I started calling the bluff at it. I'm like, dude, are they really going to, like... Two more episodes of Rick, y'all, for real?
Well, the thing that confused me was because I always thought he was going to full nine episodes.
Me too.
So when I saw them put that on the screen, like two episodes, I was confused. I was like, wait
me
a minute.
Too.
Because they said nine, didn't they?
I thought they said nine. I can fact check.
Is it the first time they've done this, but they said that we have two episodes left?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because I think in the beginning, it was like, watch Rick's final few episodes. Well, and it was
but
really
now
about,
it's like, they're specific. They're saying,
Which episode he's going to die in. Yeah. So they're trying to build up the viewership for that particular episode.
That's smart.
Because I feel like this episode that we did get with Rick, it was cool, but... We only have two episodes left, and I don't really want that to be like one of the last things that I remember about Rick.
Oh, his all lives matter ass bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
typical ass cop, huh?
Like, if he had like four more episodes after this, that would be a cool little episode to have with him, like doing his little thing with, you know, his relationship with my brain.
So that explains the opening scene then, because he was real like, you know,
opening scene of what.
Of walking, if this episode, remember he was walking around playing with the baby and having picnics.
They
and
always do that.
Getting some and all this other stuff. Like he was real, like emotional and lovey dovey.
And that's gonna end this on a really fucked up note because Michonne's gonna be pregnant, and then Rick is dead, and then Michonne's gonna be all over emotional. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess
that's
it
why,
does make sense.
It was just I just can't see.
The only part about that I like was the piece of wood that he had up there that Carr did. Yeah. I thought that was cool.
It was sweet. I just didn't like that whole scene with him and Michonne. I hate it.
Yeah,
they're getting pregnant
every fucking time. I want the house to blow up every time.
Because
it's awful. It's awkward and gross.
They deserve each other.
No, they don't.
They do, man.
Oh, my God, they don't.
So, apparently, he may have leaked how he's going to go out. I didn't read it. I didn't even want to read it myself.
Who leaked it?
Rick in a goodbye letter to the fans. So, that's out there for those of you that want to see it.
I didn't read it.
But
put that shit out there, man.
But he's gone, bro. Like,
I don't think he's gone.
I think he's gone. I think if anything, like, the only way he'll come back is the last two episodes of the whole thing.
I don't think it's like
but
a situation.
But that's still not like him.
But again, like I don't think on this last one, I don't think that'll be the last time we see him.
Yeah, I agree, actually, I think about it.
Oh,
he's going to come back so we can see his baby.
It's just mine.
What'd you name him? What'd you name him? Makai.
Walking Dead. What the fuck? Finale send off. Yeah. So.
You know she gonna give him some black ass name, because, Tyrone.
Because let's
who
think
is
about,
Tyrone Grimes?
And the must be stupid as hell. And let's think about this too. He's stupid.
You're my name.
You change his name. Oh, black ass baby.
Oh my god.
Let's think about. Let's go back to like how Walking Dead even started. Like how they thought Rick was dead in the hospital, and right. then he came back.
Right, but we didn't think he was dead.
I know we didn't, but I'm just saying. So we weren't tricked. You know, we wasn't tricked, but yeah. I'm just saying they can kind of play on that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Don't
why not? Like that.
I think. Oh, you said don't do it like.
Don't do it like that.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I never thought about this, but I think he's on to something. They're not gonna kill Rick in these two episodes because nothing has happened this whole season.
Okay. So what? Let me. I just want to make sure I'm clear. So, your theory is that he's not going to die. He's going to go off. And then when they end Walking Dead, period, season 10, he'll just pop back up in the last two episodes or something as like this big.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Cast off.
Well, at some point, we already know we have to know what this helicopter situation is all about, and we have to see this place that they're going to. If Rick is there, I mean, he has to come back at some point.
What's going to happen is he's going to be taken away. They're going to spend the rest of the season trying to figure out where he was. Mm-hmm. The season will end with them figuring out where the helicopter place is. Mm-hmm. Next season will pick up with them trying to invade the helicopter place. Mm-hmm. And there's all this drama. And then at some point, probably the mid-season, they'll find Rick's ass somewhere in a corner, probably butt naked like he was last time, just shaking and shit. Where's my baby? And then the rest of the season is going to be Rick, you know, reconnecting with the groove,
just
finding out what happened,
what
and then he dies.
Just imagine what that'd do to the fan base.
Man, but this is whack, though, because it's going to piss people off.
It may,
anything.
but some people, it may ignite, like, oh my God, Rick's back.
No, but they're not going to last until Rick comes back. Right. If Rick just leaves on a helicopter, I think the majority of the fan base
is
going to
be
like,
gone.
Fuck this. Yes. So they're going
to
leave.
You think they need to kind of bring them back fairly sooner?
I don't think they should have ever done what they're doing.
I don't either.
Because if they have been making it seem like Rick is going to die. So if Rick does not die in these next two episodes, he just leaves on a helicopter.
Bullshit.
That the audience is going to finally say, fuck this show, I'm out. They've already lost most of their fan base.
Yeah, I've never thought he was going to die, though.
I will say this, whatever happens, though,
tonight something big is going to happen.
It has to. Him and Daryl are going to finally split off completely.
That's what it looks like.
Because there's that fight and Rick falls in the hole.
Right. You know? So I think that's, you're right, Mike. That's going to be the final turning point of where we're going to see the divide between Rick and Daryl.
And the whole alpha beta thing makes the most sense because Gabriel says, is that what you were going to do to me and to Rick? And Jada says, yes. So that just tells you right there that these helicopter people, they're going to get Rick, whether it's Jadis that does it or somebody else that does it. Maybe there's another mole inside there. They're going to get Rick.
Well, I don't think – well, yeah, it could be. But I think she was like, man, fuck this shit. Y'all motherfuckers tried to kill me. I'm getting the fuck up out of here. Like, fuck this. Y'all ain't going to get me on some bullshit I didn't even do. A motherfucker end up dead and y'all come looking at me. And then this motherfucker that – I just it sucked off. Didn't even stick up for me. You know, like what the hell? Yeah. Like, you know, you just gonna do me like that, and then you gonna follow me all the way here? Yeah, I'm gonna knock your black ass out.
She shouldn't have done that.
Nah, yeah.
She shouldn't have popped him in his forehead like that. He already only got one eye.
Right.
You know,
she trying to survive, man. She trying to get up out of there.
I get it, but that was stupid.
So
what did
you guys?
Too.
So what did you guys think about the reveal that it was Oceanside killing off the people, like, and that scene with I forget her name, but Arad. The black girl that killed Arad.
Oh, Candace?
Cindy. Yeah. What did you guys think about that? Well, like, was she in the right to do that?
I thought it was done well, man, because it's like part of you is like, damn, that's fucked up. But he's like, I remember saying like, just walk away. Just walk away. Just let them do it.
Yep.
I remember saying that, like, because it's just like you feel it. It's like, well, damn, what do you, like?
And then when you find out how old the kid was.
Yeah, it's like,
that was what
did
it for me.
Kill her ass.
Yeah.
Kill her ass.
They bring it back, like, the no exceptions thing, because Negan used to say that. And, it made sense.
It did.
Yeah, what did he say? No exceptions.
That was a good scene, man.
That was amazing.
That was a good scene.
This is probably the best episode this season so far.
I agree. It was an amazing scene.
With the exception of Rick and Michonne. Yeah, corny ass is trying to have a fucking baby.
It was
right.
A little corny.
The fuck? It was
but they
corny.
Deserve each other.
No, they don't. Right? They don't deserve each other. That whole thing was corny. I hate that whole. I hate. I'm with Mike. Every time I see them two together, I'm just like, ew.
You
I'm
want
like,
badass no. Michonne with all lives matter ass Rick?
It works.
No,
it
doesn't.
No, it does not.
They just meet in the middle.
Oh, it's just gross.
Right.
Mike meet in the middle.
Who else Rick could be with?
There's plenty of women walking around. Well, He could have been with Jadis and it would have made more sense to me.
Right.
Because at least she's a boss. Right. Shit. It makes more sense than Michonne.
That's
Michonne's
the Arsene Crabbe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I could definitely see
Michonne ain't no boss. Michonne ain't a boss.
Okay, you mean bugging. Leader?
Huh? You said, now you
who?
You
about Michonne being a boss?
Yes.
Michonne has been begging just like Rick. Michonne has not been a boss since she met Rick. Michonne was a boss when she was fucking with Andrea.
She get more done than Rick does.
That's a fact because Rick is worthless.
So she more
but
of a boss
she's
than him
not
then.
A boss. She. What has she done? Like let's put what has Michonne done?
I just thought it was cool.
Didn't
like,
she try
when
to
we first saw her and she had the whole had the dudes that used to follow her
boyfriend.
Behind
that's
her.
What I said.
Come on, that was crazy.
No, he's talking about
hold
right
on.
Now.
What did I just say? She has not been a boss since she met Rick.
Okay, I didn't catch that emphasis.
I did. No, you got
to
listen.
She was a boss and governor though. She was a boss and governor.
See, that's not right. You tried to get me right.
No, I didn't.
That ain't fair.
Because I knew what you meant.
That ain't fair.
She has. She's been a punk since she got with Rick.
I disagree.
I agree
with you
on that.
No, Con.
What's up?
Hold on.
What's up?
Didn't she and Daryl lead that attack on Negan?
And what happened with that attack?
I didn't say it worked, but that was a boss move.
That wasn't a boss move because she fucked up.
No, but it's a boss move.
Rick fucks up all the time as a boss, too.
Yes, Rick is not a boss.
A boss.
Rick is absolutely
Rick is not,
a boss.
Nah,
I brought the receipts, too, by the way.
Oh, I hope you did.
What's the receipts?
We're going to talk about it.
You're going to take your merchandise back.
No, no, no. We're going to talk about it.
Rick not a boss?
Rick, we already discussed this. Rick fucks up every single thing he does.
But that doesn't make him not a boss.
Yes, it does. Okay, then he's a failed boss. He's a YP boss.
Negan's a boss.
He's a Tamara Farron boss.
Whatever,
shit.
Man. Whatever.
He is. He's worthless.
Right, we gonna talk about
and
it.
And so is. I mean, Michonne's not worthless because Michonne will get it done if she has to, but only if she's forced. And that's what
Andrea.
I don't like.
I think Andrea and the whole governor situation. I think she bossed.
No, wait. No, no, no.
She
that's
didn't,
before.
Though.
Mike is talking
so?
About since post Rick.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Post Rick. Oh, yeah. But even with the governor situation, all she was like a vendetta.
No,
she didn't lead anybody. She didn't help anybody. All she wanted, look, she was selfish. All she wanted to do was kill the governor. That wasn't a boss move. She's not a leader. Maybe I should say leader instead of boss.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
She's not a leader. She's and either is Rick. They're just they're fuck ups.
She went in and fucked up.
And now Rick has made Michonne a fuck up. She over there begging Maggie. Come on, Maggie.
Come on, Maggie.
Give me some food, though.
She's tired
of being diplomatic.
She's being diplomatic. Y'all some suckers in this Trump era. What the fuck? Look.
She's definitely tired of fighting.
Right.
And I'm tired of her.
But she's definitely a boss slash leader, whatever word we want to use.
Hell no.
Because I didn't agree. I was like, what are you doing? Why are you going to mess up Rick's plan? And they fucked that shit up, her and Daryl.
Yeah, they fucked it up. That's the point.
But
Michonne
she
is
still
not,
shows
Daryl is
she
not, there's,
like,
there's no boss.
That.
Maggie is the closest thing we have to a boss right now because she's making the most logical moves.
She is.
And she
everybody,
fucked up.
When?
She fucked up because she the one that's going to cause, like, anarchy between the community.
Nah, that's not her fault because I'm gonna tell
when
you
they
why.
Said it though.
And that's fine. But okay. You know what? The people that she inspired, they're doing what needed to be done. They're killing the people who are a threat to their community.
Mm.
What Cindy and them did made the most sense.
Yeah.
What Rick is doing,
that's vengeance.
Is fucking think about it's vengeance, but at the same time, it benefits everyone.
No, it benefits them.
But that's all that matters. Their group is the only one that matters. The saviors have never done anything positive.
Right.
Kill them all.
But you call them division, though.
There needs to be one.
But you want to kill... Well, okay, let me ask you this. Are you for killing the saviors?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Every motherfucking
one.
That's
the difference.
That's the difference.
Y'all soft.
I think it's valid.
It's a valid for you. Because think about it.
I say they've been showing them,
like, they've been showing they still follow Negan.
Mm-hmm.
They still been disrespectful.
I mean, I understand it's hard to let go of that. Like how it's hard for us to let go of Obama.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to let go of that. Like, I get it.
It's been a year and a half.
That was a good play. Good play.
But regardless, it's been, what, a year and a half, yeah, and they still being disrespectful. And like, they could have killed them. Like, Rick could have just ended everybody, but Rick was trying to be nice about it.
And the Saviors, difference in philosophies here.
It is. The Saviors don't even have guns. Think about this. The Saviors don't even have guns. Okay. And they're still talking shit.
Right. Exactly.
They're still talking.
Can you imagine they had guns?
I'm going to tell you the best part of this entire episode, because I really think that the people that are writing this show agree with me. Okay. They think Rick is a fuck up. If you remember the very, okay, at the beginning scene, Rick is walking around and he finds that tomato,
mm-hmm,
and he leaves it on the ground, which I was like, what the fuck? Why did he do that? It was stupid until the end of the episode. When Rick put that tomato down, and he smiled. It was like, this is hope.
Yeah.
This is hope for the future. This tomato.
Right.
Feel me. Hold on. Hold on.
Go ahead.
He puts it down. He puts it down. The very end of the episode. The first time I watched it, I missed it. When the Saviors are leaving, did you notice what happens?
They step on the tomato.
Yeah. What that was is that was them stepping on Rick's hope for the future. That was them saying, what you thought was going to happen is not going to happen. This is not going to work. And then you see Rick's face. He's like, he's about to cry. I'm telling you, if you watch the episode again,
no, I remember the tomato scene, because I was trying to figure out what
it's nothing wrong with having hope, though.
But what they're saying in this world, that type of hope gets you killed.
Just real quick, Rod, let me ask you a question. When did they step on the tomato before, or it had to have been after they killed Arat, right?
After. It was like one of the very last scenes. It's when after they killed Arat. Now, it doesn't say if they know that Arat is dead yet. All they know is Arat's been taken.
Right, right.
So then they're leaving because they're like, look, this is fucked up and you can't protect us. And they bounce. And then there's a scene of Rick's face and he's just standing there looking like a fucking fool. And then it closes in on the foot, mm-hmm, crushing the tomato. And the first time I saw it, I was like, why is there a tomato in the middle of the fucking ground?
Yeah.
When I watched the second time, I was like, I get it.
Is this the same one where the Savior ate the tomato? He was eating it?
Same episode. Yes. It was like, this is a hope for the future. The, mm-hmm, the Savior takes that hope, mm-hmm, bites it, and says, look, there's dents in this hope. Like, there's problems with what you're trying to do.
All right.
It's always revolving around that tomato. And then at the very end, when he steps on it, it's like, mm-hmm, nope, your hope is done.
So, I don't disagree with that. Oh, go ahead, Ken.
So, I thought they were excommunicated. So they were leaving by choice.
They were leaving by choice.
Okay. So
why would they be excommunicated?
Right.
Because Rick wanted them to stay.
Right.
Okay.
Now, the only thing that would lead me to think what you're saying might be a little bit true is I think there was – no. Actually, no. I take that back. Because when Carol was being held with the knife.
Yeah, the big fight.
And she says, it's over. And then Rick says, oh, it's over. I was hoping that Rick was finally saying that this truce – is not going to work.
Happen. I thought that was it too.
And he doesn't. Yeah. He says, "Oh no, every life counts."
Go ahead, Rock.
I
definitely want to talk about. I think this is interesting. Like, because
y'all are some haters.
Rick,
yo.
Fuck Rick Grimes.
I think we'll get to your receipts. But I don't know. There's something about. I think the reason why I like that scene between Arat and Cindy, mm-hmm, Maggie and Daryl. Is we saw, like, they are obviously you know, opposing what Rick is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But what that revealed to me was that what Rick was doing was working until Maggie fucked it up by killing Gregory.
No, it wasn't working because the Saviors were always bucking back. It was never working.
But you'll have that, right? You're going to have people that kind of disagree. But for the most part, even though they buck back, they still follow Rick's rule.
But they
Rick's
didn't.
Leadership.
Remember when they went back to the what was the place called? The Savior place?
Sanctuary.
The Sanctuary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And remember the wall? We're still Negan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's just...
You're going to have those.
Yeah,
but
that's just freedom
that
of speech.
That just shows that Rick... in an all lives matter world...
Yeah, that's just freedom of speech.
Right.
But that is showing that what Rick's been trying to do has not working. Now the Saviors are starving.
But see, I wouldn't say it's not working. I just think it's some that are going to be... You know, that don't want to follow suit.
But it's a large majority of them.
Right.
It was only
But they were still following suit.
Only
though.
Because of those two chicks that were leaders, the white chick with the tattoo on
mm-hmm.
her neck.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Arat. Arat.
Yeah.
It was only those two at that point that were and the little punk guy that gave up on the Saviors a long time ago.
Yeah.
The one that became one of Maggie's folks.
I know you're talking about.
Other than those people.
You just don't like none of the righteous people, huh?
Nah, because in this world there is no righteous.
Yeah, in this world
fuck
doesn't
that.
Work.
Like that
But that's what I'm saying.
Preacher's
world,
getting a blowjob, bro. There's no righteous.
It's no righteous. You're right.
Preacher's getting his dick sucked. He's on some fucking Bishop Eddie Long type shit.
Like, I'm this about is, to say because Preacher's always.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
But that's what it, I mean. It's nothing wrong with having that hope of trying to get it back to a righteous world, right? I mean, right. I mean that's my point. World, but you keep saying it, that,
it needs to work.
And you trumped me last time. You got me with that, but
you
I think.
Me last time.
But my thing.
I'm not Donald Trump.
But my, not Donald Trump. But it's just something we should say back today. But yes, in this world. But that's what he's trying to look beyond this world.
Mm-hmm. No, and I get what you're saying, but it's like mm-hmm. if you think about all these outside people who keep coming in, who keep trying to mess things up every time. He mm-hmm. tries to, like, do this. Like, he's always been trying to do this. Yes. Every time he tries to do this, there's always some outsider.
But the other way never worked.
It was
but,
working.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
was no what evidence.
The other way never worked, though. Okay. So with all this division, everybody having their own territories and all this stuff, that way obviously didn't work,
it
right?
did work. Only problem was Negan.
It worked and under Negan's and the, dictatorship.
Right. No. If Negan was removed, there would have been no problem. Because remember, they even alluded to the fact that they used to trade with each other mm-hmm. until Negan stepped in right. and caused an issue.
Yep.
Now, Negan would have never been able to take over if they actually had a whole gang of Maggies. If every one of those like those communities was headed up by a Maggie, Negan wouldn't be able to take over.
It would have been they were like, headed up by this. Gregory's.
Exactly. Right. And Rick's.
Right. Vader's.
And Rick's.
And Rick's.
Oh, yep. big
yeah, but Rick fought
Rick's.
Back, though.
Because he had to.
He had to. He had no choice. He was getting punked for half a fucking season.
I mean,
season.
But he still.
And he still didn't boss up. He got his ass whooped every goddamn time.
Okay, here's my evidence that okay. it was working. Is what Cindy said is we thought Rick's way was the way, and you showed us that it wasn't mm-hmm. when you hung Gregory. Mm-hmm. And it showed us that we don't have to mm-hmm. follow and abide by Rick. So even though okay. they were reluctant to do it, and they were basically lashing out, right. we are still Negan, they were still abiding by his idea, his vision of what he wants this new world to be.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but they were, those that group of people, the girls that were, I don't know what you call that, the group of girls. But
what were they called? Oceanside?
Oceanside.
Yeah. Yeah, the Oceanside people, they're okay with doing that. Negan's group. They it's obvious they don't care about that. They don't want to do that.
But they were still building the bridge, weren't they?
They had to. Starving.
Right.
But
Rick had become Negan to a degree because Rick was making
exactly.
them do. But that's the problem. Rick was making them do shit because they were starving. His way of it's us all peace. I want everybody to get along. It really wasn't working.
Right.
And what that scene meant, Cindy was saying, we thought that Rick's way was working until you showed us that it wasn't.
And you have to
you
also
showed
take
us that Gregory was
that
killing
they are not the saviors. They are not right. the saviors at all. They always had problems with the saviors anyway. So they don't even like the saviors.
Because
more,
of what the saviors came in and right, killed all the I mean, men. Right,
yeah. Nobody likes the saviors
no,
except man. The saviors.
Right.
But
they need to die.
But this is why I say Maggie is a fuck up. Because okay. when she did that, she gave them power.
Who?
Maggie gave Cindy and Oceanside.
They needed the
power.
They needed it.
They needed
and,
it.
And choice to handle things their way.
Yes.
But prior to that, they were still living under Rick's democracy.
And getting punked on a regular basis.
They were
basis.
Not getting punked.
Yes, they were.
By who?
By the saviors. The saviors were still chomping them.
The Oceanside?
Fighting, punk, yeah, well, not the Oceanside people, but, okay. like, the entire community. They were still afraid of the saviors. If you watch the episodes, you can tell there was still a fear of the saviors.
Yeah.
Right, but the saviors don't even have it's like, why would you want to keep living under that, this constant fear that this group is going to do something at some point? Mm-hmm. Just kill them, and everybody can be happy.
Because
you can
there
have
has
all
to
the
be
tomatoes
a better way.
You want. Man,
you can't
get
just
your
can't run, you can't run around just wiping world. People out. Yeah.
You don't have to keep, but
you
can't
you.
Keep putting people.
Y'all trying to stay in this world. Y'all trying to stay in this apocalyptic world, and they trying to get out of
which
it.
Which is survival of the fittest. And
right.
what
it's
Rick
been
is
that
doing
for
is
seasons
not.
And seasons
but
and
it
seasons.
Hasn't because Rick only did that for a very short period of time. And when he did do it, shit worked. When he was doing it at the prison, fucking motherfuckers up, chopping motherfuckers in the head, shit was working.
To a certain extent.
To a certain extent. But yes. when he started being like, oh, we can have a great community and everybody can live peacefully. Yeah. And then the governor showed up and was like, nah, bro.
Give me your neck, Herschel.
Nah, bro. And then Rick was like, damn, I fucked up again. Because think about it. When he went and had that discussion with the governor, Rick was doing the same bitch ass shit he always does. Hey man, we can live together, man. We can live in peace. And what did Governor say? Nah. And because of that moment, Herschel had to die. Yep. Hella other people had to die. Maggie Beth had to die. Yep. Because of Rick. Did Tyrese die? No, Tyrese died later. But a gang of people had to die because of Rick. Rick has been fucking up for seasons.
Agreed.
And if Rick went chain, then this shit wouldn't have happened. Yep. If Rick walked in there and said, okay, I think we should live together. And Governor was like, nah, man, I don't think so. And Rick said, fine. Bow. Bam.
But isn't it interesting that it's finally working and Rick's own people is the one that temporarily.
Temporarily.
Because you already see there's already going to be a new group of people. Outsiders, once again.
Negan's coming back. Negan's going to be the new ruler.
Shit is in the best place that it's ever been.
Right.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Because of Rick.
And I agree with you.
It ain't because of Rick.
It's still temporary.
Who is it because of?
It's because of fucking Eugene. Because Rick almost got every single motherfucker killed.
Okay, but Rick, but he didn't. Eugene saved him.
Exactly. So it wasn't because of Rick.
But now under Rick's leadership.
Rick ain't leading shit.
Under Rick's leadership.
No, no, hold on. Maggie is more of a benefit than Rick is. Maggie has all of the fucking Trump cards. Go ahead, Khan. I'm sorry.
So I'll give y'all that. I do agree. It's been working as of currently. It's been working.
And Maggie fucked it up. Go ahead.
No. But, and here's the reason why I said no. Because of the fact that we see that, what's the girl's name that's calling these people
Jadis. And whatever.
There's going to be some problems. You can't just bring these people up and not expect problems to happen. There's going to be problems. They're going to mess up everything again. Everybody's going to have to figure out how to, like, get back to what used to work, which is them fighting back when they got to fight back.
But you know what? You often have, like, rebellions when there's no food, right? Like, when people are starving, they fucking lose their mind. We have plenty of history as evidence for that.
You heard about the monkeys?
Huh?
You know, it was some monkeys that invaded a place because they were hungry, and so they started, like, they smashed this dude with a rock or something. They only just told me about this shit.
I gotta look this up. I don't know why I'm just...
Huh? Planet of the Apes.
It sound like Planet of the Apes shit. They was hungry, so they went to and smashed the dude with rocks because they were hungry. Like, they...
But
basically
it's a bunch of monkeys.
Most governments fought if you know, like the dictatorships, if they're not eating, they're gonna get that motherfucker up out of there. So Rick is like, okay, we have to feed you guys. We gotta get you guys food. We need to build this bridge because y'all motherfuckers ain't eating and this is gonna cause some problems. Once people are fed, then what Rick needed to do after that is he needs an army to be able to handle people coming in, like the helicopter people. Now, they probably got all kind of weapons and shit, but you still need to build an army, which Negan had an army, remember? Mm-hmm. He had some enforcers to go out and... Mm-hmm. And
I think part of the world, what Negan was doing, elements of what he was doing is right, and it worked, and elements of what Rick is doing is also right. I think what needs to happen is there needs to be... Because we see that's what Maggie, what Maggie is kind of trying to do. Some of the things she's saying, I think, will work. If she comes together with Rick and they come to, like, an understanding where they can, like, they can kind of, like, do some of the things that Rick says to do, but also do some of the things that Maggie says to do, then that world would work.
Yeah, and that's where they messed. So that's where I think Rick made a poor decision, as usual, when it comes to being a leader. Because what they could have done together is go up there as one. Rick standing beside Maggie, and then all of a sudden Oceanside wouldn't have looked at Maggie basically rebelling against Rick. She would have been like, oh, they've come to a decision, you know, universally, right, and made this decision to get rid of this guy that's causing problems. So Rick still is perceived as the overall leader, the president. He's just working in conjunction with Maggie.
He was in the background holding fucking crying ass Michonne.
Right. And what I'm saying is that he should have been standing right beside Maggie. So they can see that both of them made a decision, but the optics of it would have seen that would have gave the appearance that Rick was part of the decision.
But Rick would have never agreed to that. That's the problem.
And that's where he fucked up.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Because you made a really good point about the people that are starving. And I started thinking about this. Do y'all listen to Amir Suleiman? Anyways, he has this line where he says, world leaders now will see when you keep the people from eating, the people will eat them. That shit is Rick. Rick is trying to make all of this shit work, but it's slowly failing. And you just said that when people are starving, they lose their minds. Rick knows the saviors are starving.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying so hard to save them. But at some point, the saviors are going to be like, you can't save us. Mm-hmm. We need to save ourselves. Mm-hmm. They're going to eat Rick unless Rick goes off in this fucking helicopter. But Rick's whole plan is basically just prolonging their demise at this point.
Who's Rick, demise? Is everyone's?
Unless they get fed.
Everyone. Even if they get fed at some point, the saviors still have that evil in them.
Right.
And you can just tell by the way they are. That's
I think
just
some
them.
Of them did. Not most all of them. And I think the ones that did, they would have handled them like they handled Gregory. But so anyway, interesting discussion. Let's get to the receipts that you had, and then we can close out.
This. Right. So before I get to my receipts, I just want to say this first. This is why I brought the receipts. I felt like you guys always calling Rick, quote unquote, a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily, because I can agree that you know, he has his fuck ups. Bad, he has some bad decisions or whatever. But at least he steps up and tries to make a decision before someone else. That's why I always like Rick. That's why he's always been my favorite.
Whether it's good or bad.
He's a default leader.
Whether it's good or bad, you still appreciate that.
Why you say default?
And that's not
because
anyway.
He doesn't.
Right.
He doesn't want to lead. He's leading because people look to him to lead for whatever reason.
Disagree. If you go back seasons, mm-hmm. Shane wanted to lead. Mm-hmm. What's the old dude that got his guts eaten up?
Oh yeah,
Dale.
Yeah. Dale wanted to lead.
Right. Sure did.
Glenn even stepped up.
Yep.
All these people have stepped up with better ideas than Rick.
Than Rick. Yep.
Well, maybe not Dale. Dale was on that Rick shit back before Rick was Rick.
Oh, we can all be together. Yes. Yeah.
That was Dale back then.
That sure was.
But I'm saying, like, there's always been other people that
so
wanted to
step up. So how did
Rick
end up becoming the leader?
See, because he was a cop.
Yeah,
it wasn't because he was
yes,
just a
it
cop.
Was. They always looked to him because he was a police officer.
So, yeah, default
from
leader.
The beginning.
But you think, you remember that speech he had at the end of season two, right before they when
the Ricktatorship started?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to say that was the...
If y'all want to go, yep. But if you want to stay, this my world, goddamn it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That was remember the very end
and
of season
still
two.
Ain't do
and
shit. Still ain't do
hey,
shit.
But I still love it. Right. I still
well,
love
I did too.
It.
I did too. That was a dope-ass fucking speech.
Yeah.
But he still ain't do shit.
But I think that was like a turning point. I think that was the why they looked at him
good
as
point,
a leader.
Good
you know
point,
what I'm
B. saying? That's when he really took on the leadership.
That was that moment, in my opinion.
I mean, the fact that he made it.
You think it was before then?
Yeah, it was before then. The reason he had to make that decision, he was really talking to Lori. Because if you remember, that was after he had to kill Shane. Because Shane wanted to be the leader.
Right, right.
And they were still looking at Rick for leadership.
Well, Shane was the leader of the little camp.
He was.
Until Rick showed up.
Until Rick showed up, yeah.
And why was that? Because Rick showed up, he had a level head, he wasn't walking around punching people in the face.
Right.
And because he was a cop. If Rick wasn't a cop, he wouldn't have been the leader.
I don't know if it was just because he was a cop.
Remember
they were
calling him Officer Friendly, like...
Yeah.
I think it helped. It definitely
helped.
It probably helped.
I mean, you got to kind of look at it because he got there with Glenn and all those people, right? Is that when he brought Glenn to the camp and
all
that?
No, Glenn was already part of the camp. With them. Glenn brought him to the camp.
So did Rick make it to the camp himself?
No, yeah. Glenn helped him
Glenn
out.
Saved him.
Rick did, but Glenn, it was only because of Glenn.
Right.
So that's what I was just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay, all right. I thought y'all said... Glenn
no,
was
I thought
already
you
at the
said
camp.
He got
no, no,
to the
no.
camp
you,
by himself.
You said he brought Glenn to the camp. No, Glenn was already a part of the camp.
Yeah.
All Glenn right. left and then found Rick.
Remember down to, in
why
in
did
the,
Glenn
the
leave?
Rick saved
because
Glenn
was a scout.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Along with the other ones.
Rick didn't save Glenn. Glenn saved
Glenn
Rick.
Saved Rick.
No, yeah.
He was trying to get him out of the tank.
As usual, Rick does something stupid, gets himself in a fucking bind.
Got the horse killed and shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Horse didn't do shit
horse
to deserve
didn't do
that.
Got the horse all eaten
God
up alive
damn.
And shit.
Fucking Rick.
Gonna sacrifice the horse so you can go in a tank.
God,
it looks stupid.
Wouldn't you?
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
That's not the point, kid.
Right.
We're talking about Rick.
Right, we're talking about Rick right now.
Right.
We're bringing up old shit.
Well, right. He's stupid. So my whole point is that I feel like he steps up. When he steps up, yeah, sometimes he makes bad decisions.
Sometimes.
But at the end of the day, he still steps up, and that's all I'm saying. It's not many people. A lot of people be afraid to step up sometimes, except like the Shanes and people like that.
Man, Shane was a badass in the show.
Everyone steps up, bro.
Shane
not like
badass.
Rick.
Well,
not like Rick.
Rick just comes up with the plans, and the plans fail, but everyone steps up.
Nah,
you can't give me two plans. Give me two.
Let me get to my receipts.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, he had to write them down.
I know, right?
He had to write them shits down.
I be forgetting shit.
All right. Rick's receipts. Go ahead. Hashtag Rick's receipts.
So the first one, back in season two.
Mm-hmm.
When the guys came over in that bar, the strangers that came over in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all saying that Rick didn't step up in that situation?
He was pinned down in a bar and they were shooting at him. What do you mean step up?
But he was the one that took these guys out in a major way.
What do you mean?
He the one that took the strangers out in a major
way.
He
had no choice.
It doesn't matter, but at the end of the day.
Wait.
At the end of the day, no. He was the one that did it.
That was no stepping
up. Who was he with?
He was with Glenn.
He was with Glenn, yeah.
He was with Glenn and drunk Herschel.
He was with Glenn.
So what do you mean
and
he stepped up?
Didn't they get shot or something like that? Didn't they get shot so he had to kind of take them out?
No, they didn't get shot.
No, yeah, somebody got shot. It was Glenn or the old man, somebody.
No, they didn't. Neither one of them got shot.
Yeah, they got one of them got shot.
Neither one of them got shot.
Herschel
didn't get shot.
Yeah,
he was just drunk.
Cause they had to drag him out or something like that. They had to put him back on. He almost died in that situation.
Yeah, I think he almost died.
Herschel almost died.
I think you might be right. I think it was Herschel that got shot.
Yeah, he got shot and he almost died.
And who saved him? There was no other doctors. What are y'all talking about?
Wait a minute.
About?
So he almost died. And then his daughters. They knew how to do it. You might be talking about when
Herschel got bit in the leg and
they chopped his leg off. Herschel never got
prison.
Shot.
No, yeah, not I'm in season
about,
two.
I'm talking about when they went, because they had to go back to the, he was the only one that knew where this place was. That's why they was there in the first place.
No, Herschel left and then went and was drinking by himself. And they found him.
But
he never got shot.
I thought he got shot at that bar. Something
Herschel
happened to
didn't
him
get
at
hurt
bar.
Until season three in the prison scene.
I could have swore something happened to the bar. Anyway,
if he Rick, did, I don't remember.
Rick killed the motherfuckers off, like, with no hesitation.
He shot the two guys that were going to kill him. Okay. Who else? That wasn't him stepping up. That was him trying to
survive. Self-defense, motherfucker.
Right.
But he kept everyone else alive in that situation.
They didn't have, man, come yeah, on, bro.
Guns, no. Did they have guns?
I think Glenn had a gun, but he didn't shoot because he's a bitch.
Right.
Oh, my God.
He's more of a bitch than Rick.
Now, if that was Shane with him, I bet
you Shane. Oh, Shane, man. Shane wouldn't even talk to him. Hey, can we come in? Come on in.
All right. Speaking of Shane, let's go to Shane.
Boss. All right, Shane was a fucking
later,
boss.
Later Shane's only downfall was the box. That was the only Shane's downfall.
Yeah, exactly. My fucking Lori.
Yep.
She wasn't even cute. Little skinny ass.
I know.
Get out of here.
Look all pale and sick.
I know. What the fuck wrong with her? Looking like the dude from Nightmare Before Christmas.
The main character.
Yeah, Jack Skellington. If you don't get your Jack Skellington, right. This is Halloween. If you don't get your ass the fuck out my face.
All right, so speaking of Shane. So Shane did some fuck shit, didn't he?
What about the Rick receipts, man?
Shane did fuck shit. Sure. That's what I'm saying. That's
but
what I'm saying.
Did,
this
Shane
is Rick shit.
Didn't fuck up a plan.
But Shane did some fuck shit, right?
Right.
Turned into a zombie. Yeah, he did.
What
he killed
fuck
the,
did he do?
He killed Herschel's son or something like that.
He
the one
kill
that his
Herschel's
son?
Son?
Talking about the fat boy, the fat
dude.
Yeah,
he killed him off the second.
That wasn't Herschel's son.
That wasn't Herschel's son.
Or his whatever the dude was.
Survival of the fucking fittest. That wasn't fuck shit. The fat dude was holding him back. You would have died for the fat dude that shot Carl.
Yep, that shot Carl. That
I
you
feel
don't
like
know.
That, I feel like that was some fuck shit. Anyway, but point is,
you would die.
Yo,
the 10 minutes
of the
apocalypse.
I agree with you.
Hell no.
At that point in the show, when we were early in the show, season two, when we didn't know about the world, we didn't know the
shit.
World.
Shit.
Bullshit.
I'd have killed his fat ass.
This fat motherfucker was throwing me down.
We didn't know in this world that you had to do crazy things to survive. Like at that point in time, like I would agree with you.
Right.
Now that I know how this world is,
and I barely know him too.
You still stuck on that.
No, I barely know this dude, and this fat motherfucker slowing me down. It's not like I got any emotional ties with him.
He was already hurt. Remember, his leg was fucked up. So Shane was basically, Shane was
carrying
his ass.
Dude. And if he'd have kept it, they would have got ate up by them.
They would have got ate up, and Carl would have died.
Yep.
He killed him to save Carl.
But my point is that he sacrificed.
That was not fucked
up. To save Carl?
You threw him in front of
him. He did the same thing.
Why you didn't sacrifice yourself for the fat nigga?
If I was getting...
Because the fat dude wasn't going to make it.
How you know that?
Because his leg was fucked up and he was walking slow.
That's why he shot him.
He was leaning on Shane.
As a matter of fact, didn't the fat dude try to come back and get him or something like that? And then he threw him into the...
Nah.
Or he came...
The fat
remember.
Dude just showed
Whatever.
Up.
And then the point... My
they
point
was getting this stuff for Carl.
My point is...
And I'm sorry for saying fat dude. That's body shaming. My fault.
I got you. But at the end of the day, Rick was the one that had to step up and kill Shane. Or whatever. Nobody else did it.
Wait a minute. No.
No way.
Rick did not step up to kill Shane. Shane was going to kill Rick.
How
was
Rick
had no choice?
Wait, what you mean how he's going to kill
him?
He put the gun on him in the middle of the field.
Wait. He was already a zombie at that point, right?
No, he wasn't. He put the gun on him when he walked out.
Zombies can't shoot.
When he walked out
in the field. Wait a minute.
He said zombies can't shoot.
Right. Dude, when he walked out in the field, He had the gun pointed at Rick, and Rick was talking.
Right. He had the gun pointed at Rick, so he had to make a decision to take him out.
That wasn't him stepping up. That was like either I die or I don't. That wasn't stepping up, and he didn't.
You cannot let a Shane live in that situation and if he just killed this man's
I don't think Rick knew at that point that he had killed Herschel's homie.
I thought he did.
Knew that he had killed their prisoner.
Right.
Remember the prisoner that was with those bad guys?
The young dude, guy.
They had him held up in the barn.
He snapped his neck, and they was like, he don't got no bites. How he came back a zombie or whatever. Remember? Okay.
That was why. Yeah, okay. See, that's what I'm saying. And the thing is, that was another situation where Rick fucked up. You have a guy from another rival group that almost killed y'all.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about, let him live.
Yeah.
Why? Shane was like, kill the motherfucker. Let's move on. Rick is being a fucking bitch.
My only issue with Shane was he was pussy.
You're losing right now, man.
That was it.
I'm not losing.
Yeah, you are. Because you're not 0 for 2 so far.
I'm not losing. Y'all just.
It's self defense. We just what?
Whatever. So let's see. I had another one. I had some more. All right.
Try hard.
I think we talked about this when he slammed the machete into the prisoner.
That one I agree with you.
Yeah, that one I agree with you. So.
Even that was still self defense, too. Because the dude threw the zombie on Rick, and Rick was mad.
And he almost hit him. Remember when they were swinging? Yeah. He almost like hit him. He was like, "Oh my bad." Yeah.
I felt Rick on that one.
Oh, this was the one I was talking about online. So people that don't follow us online, I said this with Mike about how when it was about to rape Carl, he took them guys out. He bit the dude's throat out, and then he stabbed the shit out of his friend.
I mean, someone,
how's that not? How is that not Rick? Rick being a badass. Because he's a bitch ass nigga for that.
You gotta do that.
Oh, of course he gotta do it.
Yeah. Then that's not stepping up. Because he almost got everybody killed again. The guy only.
It's not about him always getting everybody killed again. It's about him not being a bitch and just wanting to step up and do the right thing.
He didn't step up and do the right thing. He tried to protect
his son.
He got mad lucky. They were whooping Daryl's ass. They shot the gun and they missed. Because remember, if you go back and watch the scene, he had the gun on Rick, and Rick headbutted him, and the dude's gun went off, and it barely missed Rick, and then Rick's ears were fucking ringing.
Okay.
Then Rick jumped up, got beat down again.
The dude
bear hugged him and he bit him.
Okay.
So that whole scene could have went left.
It could have, but it didn't.
Okay, you were talking about luck now.
That ain't luck.
That is 100% luck. That's survival.
No,
the only reason it didn't go left is because the dude was watching the leader
get bit,
and then Michonne grabbed him and killed him.
Okay.
That was plain luck. If those soldiers that those dudes had, if they were on their game, they would have all died. That was not Rick stepping up. That was him trying to save his son.
All right, man. We're going to keep it going.
What else? You 0 for 3.
I don't think it's 0 for 3.
You 0 for 3.
We'll let the people decide if that's 0 for 3 or not.
What else you got?
So let's see.
Rick only steps up.
Oh, the Terminus shit. I think we talked about that, but the Terminus shit.
No. How did he step up in Terminus?
What do you mean?
Carol saved everybody.
It don't matter. Okay, so Carol did that, but then he finished the job. He did.
How?
Because he was the one in there just leading the pack of killing motherfuckers after she caused a distraction. Now she caused a distraction.
She saved him.
No, the distraction was when she shot the missile. It was a missile or some shit like that, right? So she did that, but he still had to get them the fuck up out of there.
I have to, you know what? For this one, I still think you're probably wrong, but I don't remember details about that episode.
He was like, when she caused the distraction, that gave him the opportunity to get, because they was about to kill Daryl, right?
They were about to kill him. They had their head over the thing.
Rick was tied up, wasn't he? Yeah. Who freed him?
I want to say he got free and then he started killing everybody else to save Daryl. And then he started killing everybody else too.
I remember my man was hitting everybody in the back of the head with the baseball. He was killing them. They was all like this.
Rick was the one leading the pack to get them out of there.
Carol caused the distraction.
Carol did her thing and then Rick got them out of there.
And started shooting people.
No, but he got them out of there though. He was the one that was going through.
So he's good at running. Like, that's not a leader.
Right. I can do that shit. Hey, come on, let's go. Hey, they call
it's time to go.
It's time to go. Right.
Something's blowing up. It's time to run.
It's time to get out of here.
Yeah, they said he stabbed and shot up everyone in Terminus.
He didn't stab and shoot up everybody because he didn't have a gun.
He was getting them the fuck up out of there.
I'm going to have to go back and rewatch that one. So I'm going to let that one slide. You're 1 for 6.
What about the church scene?
Yeah, that's what that was the one.
I know you're probably gonna bring that up possibly.
Scene,
yeah.
Oh, that scene was dope though.
When, when he had the red machete.
Exactly.
Yeah, that scene was dope.
Thank you. So give me that one.
I'll give you that one. Shit. That was the only plan that Rick executed perfectly.
And it reminded me of Shane.
Where he tricked
like that
him.
Was some shit Shane would do, right?
Nah, yeah, Shane wasn't smart enough for that.
No, I'm just talking about as far as this killing.
No, but I'm saying that would have happened. If you remember, Shane tricked those people into coming back to the church.
And then
Rick did. Right. Rick tricked those people into coming back to the church. That's the only one where Rick actually came through.
All right, I let everybody else decide. That's the, I ain't want to. I ain't want this to run long.
We got two in the last 9 years of show been out.
Say that one more time.
We got two in the whole last 9 years.
First of all, I think all of those are valid. But you
so
can say
we
two.
Got six in the last 9 years of show been out.
Bruh.
How many?
He said
how
there's
many,
more. He just didn't bring them.
Yeah, but and how many?
Bring
seasons?
Some more next week.
I got a fine ass girlfriend. She live in Niagara Falls. Right. That's what that shit was.
Right.
That's what that shit was.
Whatever. I wasn't about to bring
some more next
goddamn.
Week.
I'll bring some.
Bring
more.
Some more next week. All right. Just kind of try to
part
keep.
One.
Try to keep fighting your case.
One.
Right. Try to keep fighting your case.
This part one.
To be continued.
Anyway, man. Look. There's a lot to digest. Rick's philosophy versus, I guess, Negan, Mike, B, Khan's philosophy.
Right.
Which side are you on? You know, is Rick a bitch? I feel like we should do a poll. We should probably do a poll.
We'll
do a poll on Twitter about some of these. But anyway, man, that's going to do it for us. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Is the mic still on?